Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and thank you for downloading my podcast. So, lately, if you've been reading my quasi-professional blog, quasi-professional in that I sometimes post things that are not related to my personal profession, but it's http://docanderson, so docanderson.wordpress.com. On my blog, I've been spending a lot of time talking about a scale I've invented that I call the Edison scale. Thomas Edison, in inventing the light bulb, once famously said, you know, I didn't fail blank number of times. I found blank number of times that didn't work. I found a number of ways that didn't work. I didn't fail. I never failed. I just found ways that didn't work. So, you know, when you think about the concepts of creating information and getting and generating information, you know, it's all about stick-to-itiveness. And so part of my Edison scale is part of a broader push that I've been on, for maybe the past 20 years, and that's the concept of creating knowledge capital systems. And in particular, I'm very interested and intrigued by the concepts both of how do you move information within a system, but also how do you generate a system and build a system that will ultimately capture information appropriately. Part of the Edison scale is the concept of, Edison's stick-to-itiveness. He was unwilling to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to fail, I will not fail. He was unwilling to say failure was an option. It's kind of the, you know, you think back to the Apollo 13, the great line uttered by Ed Harris in the movie, you know, no astronaut's going to die on my watch. Well, it's kind of that broad concept of, you know, ideas are like flowers. You know, you got to water them. You got to put them in good soil. They got to have sunlight, and you got to nurture them. And so within that, you know, within the Edison scale, you know, I've talked a little bit about the problems ultimately that cause the intergenerational knowledge transfer problem. And first of all, I am not as a baby boomer myself blaming the millennials, nor am I saying that, you know, millennials are right to blame the baby boomers in this scenario. Rather, I'm saying this is a problem that's been around for a long time. When I was a kid, when I was coming up, when I was first in the industries I was in, you know, there was a rule. When I started out as a teacher, you were assigned a more senior teacher. It wasn't a question. It was you were, because you needed that experience. You have to have a level of experience. They talk about the fact that there's 10,000 hours that get you to your professional level as a professional. But the other side of this is also true. I wrote a book about innovation about 2 years ago now. And in that book, I talk a lot about the reality of innovation shifting to the right. And one of the reasons that innovation is shifting to the right is that the modern generation, for the first time, doesn't have to do the 10,000 hours. Now, when you look at Kickstarter or Indiegogo, and I'm a huge supporter of both, funding well more than 100 campaigns on each, and really, you know, heavily involved and engaged with, and I work with a lot of Kickstarter and Indiegogo campaigns. But the one thing that happens is they almost to a project are late. And the reason that they're late is the other side of intergenerational transfer. So intergenerational transfer of information is a two-way street. And we have to create systems that support two-way knowledge transfer. Great ideas don't just come from people with experience. They also come from people with inexperience or people who are new and starting out with a fresh view of the problem, a fresh view of the solution. In my book, Transitional Services, that was published, almost 5 years ago now. In that book, I talk a lot about the concept of what I call the digital lifecycle management knowledge capital system, which is a system designed to easily and effectively capture the napkin, at the same time surfacing great information that solves problems quickly, using a subject matter experts, moving data quickly through the system to generate a flow. And here's the funny thing about information and knowledge capital systems. You go to a knowledge capital system because you have a problem. You go to a knowledge capital system because you're seeking a specific or a measured or managed solution that is known good. Sometimes that known good solution doesn't fit the problem that you have. It fits half of it. So you then do what? Well, you use the known good to get to the halfway point, and then you find out what you need to do the rest of the way to fix the problem, and then you document it. One of the great things that I learned at Microsoft, and one of the great IP generation organizations within Microsoft, is the Premier Support Organization. If you go out and look for KB's knowledge-based articles, they fill them. And they talk about every different way you can solve a problem. Now, the whether or not you can search them effectively now is the problem, because you can't. There are far too many, and there's really no inclusive search system that will get them, and that's a different problem than a system. And also removing stuff and properly categorizing stuff and all of that. So those are all different things that cause problems within that. But the reality is that, intergenerational knowledge transfer is, to me, the launching of the information age. And I know everybody's out there running around screaming and yelling that we're in the information age, but we really aren't, because the majority of information remains in the heads of people, not freely available. I can't tell you how many times I've sat with brilliant people who don't document anything. And in not documenting anything, ultimately, the only person that they hurt is themselves. There is, a number of expert problems in the world. And by expert problems, I mean problems generated because people become experts. And one of them is, I got where I am because of the IP I have in my head. I'm not sharing it. I'll dole it out as people need it, but I won't share everything. So that's a problem. The other side of it is obviously you've got, the way things are. People who say the system is the way it is, it works the way it is, this idea you've generated won't work. And so in my Edison scale, one of the things I've done is talked about three concepts that I think, will ultimately allow us to create a new generation and a new intergenerational knowledge transfer system, but also will allow us to build on what we have and create a new way to solve this problem. The first is obviously the DLM system that I designed in my book. It is a way to quickly surface information, to get it up, to modify information, to keep the best and brightest and best possible information available. The second is free brainstorming sessions. And a free brainstorming session is different than the ones most companies run in that any idea is welcome. Just because it doesn't pertain to the direct topic doesn't mean you can't bring it up, because the third concept is that of a parking lot. Now, everybody does parking lots. I can't tell you how many meetings in my career ideas have slid to the parking lot. Here's the problem with parking lots. They are just that. They're a parking lot. That's where things go to die. The reality of parking lots have to be and has to be that it's a reusable component of the IP system, right? So the SMEs of the DLM system harvest parking lots. But more importantly, there's a monthly parking lot meeting. Those generated ideas have value. Anytime somebody comes up with an idea, there's a value to it. It is the infinitesimal gravitational force of the idea, but it is there, and you need to nurture it. So, sometimes a parking lot idea becomes a permanent solution to something else. So monthly, weekly, however often you have brainstorming sessions, that often also have parking lot sessions. And also, by the way, have regularly scheduled brainstorming sessions where people can come into a room and contribute to ideas, can bring up new ideas, can have new concepts and thoughts, and let it be across the organization. Don't make it specific to one group, because ultimately you will create a barrier to knowledge creation. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. If you're interested in more on the Edison scale, check out my blog. http://docandersen.wordpress.com. Have a great day.